Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is
God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown, and I'm your host. And of course, we've got on the line the woman of the hour, Yadasha Williams. How you doing, Yadasha?
Doing great. Good morning, voters.
Well, yes, good morning to all the listeners, and we are having some great response from the show, and so glad you tuned in. We also have a question. Actually, I have a couple questions, and I think these are quick ones, so I'm going to ask them both. The first one that got sent in was for Yadasha. How will you advocate for the needs of rural communities in our district and ensure they receive equitable representation and resources?
Good question. I've never lived in a rural area, but I've worked in those areas. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about ensuring that every corner of the district in the valley gets the attention and resources it deserves. That means listening closely to people in those rural communities, understanding their needs, and making sure that all their voices are heard in Carson City. So I'm committed to working alongside all those local leaders and the stakeholders to advocate for funding and better services.
All right. That sounds good to me. I also wanted to ask one more question, which is kind of a little more of a request than a question, but it says here, can you bring a sign to my house and my neighbor's house? We love your message and are in full support. What do you think about that, Yadasha?
All we need is an address.
Oh, yeah. And I will tell you, this weekend, we're going to be canvassing District 29, and we're going to be hopefully getting some willing voters to let us put our signs up in their yards. And please, if you have a question for Yadasha, you go to our website, send us an email through the website, which is Yadasha, Y-A-D-U-S-H-A, the number 4NV.com. Send us your question or send us your address so we can come over and pop a sign in your yard. All right, guys. Well, as you know, we've started a new format where we're interviewing other candidates, and we have a wonderful candidate on the line today, Colonel Mark Robertson. He has deep ties to the 1st Congressional District of Nevada. He and his wife, Leslie, raised their family there. He has also taught in the public school system as well as at UNLV, and Mark has 30 years of military experience. He taught at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., and was deployed to 10 different foreign countries, including combat zones in Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Iraq, earning a Bronze Star and Legion of Merit. We are just thrilled to have the Colonel on the line today. How you doing, Colonel Robertson?
I'm doing well, Ann. Thank you very much. I'm just pleased and honored to be on the show.
Well, we are honored to have you. And of course, you're running for the House of Representatives for District 1 here in Nevada. And I think Yadasha has some questions for you. Go ahead, Yadasha.
Sure. So first, I want to start off with the questions that came from our voters. And then I'm going to switch over to questions that I have for you. Okay, Mark?
That sounds great.
Okay. So first question came from Kelly Goldie in District 29. She says, this is to Mark Robertson. The problem with the Republican Party is that they do not work together as a team. Are you in full support of our future president, Donald Trump?
We do need to come together as Republicans. We need to stop kicking people out of our tent. We need to broaden our intent and invite others into the party and into our movement. Donald Trump has been very successful at reaching out to hardworking blue-collar workers and Hispanics and people in the African-American community. He has expanded our tent, and we should all be doing that. Enlarge the number of people that are part of this conservative movement.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. And the next question is from Betty1954BB. I have two sons that are actively in the military, and I want them home safe, and being a part of Ukraine war in any way doesn't help my sons. Do you agree that we should not give anything to Ukraine and mind our own business?
Well, I agree that her sons should not be fighting in Ukraine. The Ukraine war is for the Ukrainians to fight. However, I do support sending weapons and ammunition to Ukraine. Ukrainians are using that to take down the Russian army. The Russian army is a big threat to the United States and to our interests around the world. And it's a bargain for us to send them weapons and ammunition. For example, it takes less than 5% of our defense budget to take on for the Ukrainians to be able to take on Russia. That's a bargain. So I support sending weapons and ammunition. I do not support sending cash. The Biden administration has sent money to Ukraine that they're using to strengthen the pensions of Ukrainians. That's crazy to me when we have a Social Security system that's going broke. We ought to save that money for Social Security recipients, give the Ukrainians some weapons and some ammunition, but not cash.
I completely agree. Now, off to my questions. Nevada faces unique challenges, including water conservation, gaming regulation, and tourism. How do you intend to advocate for Nevada's interests in these areas?
Yeah, you know, the water issue is huge. This is really a existential threat to people in Nevada.
Absolutely.
And our Democrat delegation to Washington, D.C., that's the two Democrat senators and the three Democrat members of Congress that are in Washington, D.C., they completely failed our state when they passed that $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Think of this, a $1.7 trillion infrastructure bill, and less than 5% of that went to water. Now, we can live without another charging station, but you cannot live without water. They totally failed
Absolutely.
The state of Nevada. We should have had funds set aside to help us solve the water issue here in Southern Nevada.
That is very true. It's very unfortunate, and that's something that we need to fix.
We can, and it is fixable. You know, think of the last 20 years and the growth of the population in Nevada. Our population has doubled and almost tripled in the last 20 years, and yet today we use less water than we did 20 years ago. That's because in Nevada, every drop of water that goes down a drain, whether that's a sink or a shower or a toilet, anything that goes down a drain, we recapture that money, that we recapture that water, treat it, and return it to Lake Mead. In California, every drop of water that goes down a drain, they treat it and dump it into the Pacific Ocean, the same ocean they say is rising. We ought to export our conservation efforts to California and Arizona so that not so much of the Colorado River water is going into the ocean. In fact, not one drop of the Colorado should ever reach the ocean. It should all be used for humans and for people.
Absolutely. Next question is, what measures do you propose to address issues of affordable housing and homelessness, particularly in the urban areas of Las Vegas?
Yeah, now this is a local issue, and I think the federal government should stay out of state and local issues. Our federal government has grown way too large, and we can support the local issues by first staying out of it and by stopping the federal government from taking so many of the resources away in the form of taxes. We need our tax money to stay here in Nevada so that local officials have the resources to be able to care for our own people. Many of these homeless are veterans. Almost every Tuesday at the Boulder City Veterans Memorial Cemetery, there's a service for a veteran who died, and there was no one there to claim the body, and they have these services. And many of these veterans are homeless. We need to take care of our people and stop sending our money to Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Yeah, my biggest concern is that the government is way too much involved into these state situations. And that's why I asked the question, because I completely agree. We need to separate so we could take care of our veterans, our homeless, our children first.
That's right.
Now, my final question to you is, in 30 seconds, please share with our voters what you believe are the most important qualities or priorities to represent who you are and what you're campaigning for.
Yeah, I've never... This is not a bucket list of mine to run for office. I never thought I would do this, but I don't like the direction our country is going. So 3 years ago, I quit my job, I sold my business, and I've been out talking to Nevada voters full time for the last 3 years. We have got to change the direction of our country. And my priorities will be to secure the border, to stop the flow of guns, gangs, and drugs into our neighborhood, to work towards a balanced budget. We've got to stop this deficit spending. And then I am huge in education. I think parents ought to have the choice of which school is best for their child, and that education dollars ought to follow the child. So those are the type of issues I'll be fighting for Nevadans when I go to Washington, D.C.
Love it. Yeah, the border is a big issue for me as well. I know that that's not in my field, but it's definitely in yours.
Yes.
And even though we're not on the border, it still affects us all. So we definitely need to build that wall and protect what is ours.
Well said. Well said.
And in addition to the education system, as you know, I have 4 children that's in Clark County School District, and it is definitely broken. That is something that is very near and dear to me. And I look forward to making the proper changes to make sure every child is properly educated and they have the same opportunities as any other child in any other state, because being number 49 is not a good deal.
You're right, Yudasha. I'm glad you're going to be fighting for our kids.
Ann?
Yeah, well, this has been a wonderful exchange, but, you know, I don't have to ask all the business questions. What I want to ask is a personal question of the Colonel. And, hey, we live in the most fun-filled city on the planet, I think, here in Vegas. And my question for you, Colonel, is what do you guys do for fun, you and your family?
Yeah, family is important to us. In
yeah.
fact, just like Yudasha, we have 4 children. They're all grown, and they all bought a house in my neighborhood.
Oh.
Think of this. My kids and my grandkids can all walk to my house.
Oh, that's awesome.
We gather every Sunday for Sunday dinner.
Oh.
And what we do for fun is family time. We'll be heading out to the lake next weekend to go camping at the Lake Mead campgrounds. And that's what we do. It's family time and the cousins spending time together. That's what we do for enjoyment.
That is so much love in one street.
That would be
that, is right.
That would be my mother-in-law's dream, is if every family member...
We are living the dream.
If we all lived on the same street and got to get together every Sunday, that's fantastic. Colonel, we are just honored to have had you on the line. And of course, remember, listeners, that Colonel Mark Robertson is running for District 1, House of Representatives. So get out there and cast your vote. We also want to remind the listeners that we are going to be interviewing Rachel Puina. She will be on Wednesday, so don't forget to tune in again. But we are so grateful that the Colonel came on, and we want your questions to continue to come in, everybody. So make sure that, you know, when you know we're having someone on the show, that you send these questions in. This is the way we keep the show going. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, YouTube, and Rumble. We're there, The Yudasha Show. And also, we need your ratings. So give us a 5-star rating, and that'll keep us going. And also, the more high ratings we get, the more presence we have on these platforms. They will throw us at the top. So, Yudasha, you got anything else you want to say before we tune off?
I just thank all voters for listening. Thank you, Mark, for taking out the time to speak with us.
You bet.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody. And hey, guys, don't forget to tune in on Wednesday. And don't forget to give us a good rating. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.